Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
When they're curating a list of the 100 top pizzerias in the world, very few in the U.S. make the list. I think there was one in New York, maybe Brooklyn, San Francisco, and only one in Chicago. Of course, the top three, Italy, New York, Paris, and then Italy. But there's a place in Chicago, and the owner of that place is Jonathan Goldsmith. Jonathan, I don't even know how to accurately pronounce the name of your pizzeria, so do it for me.
Spacca Napoli.
Spacca Napoli. Because, you know, I always want to say Napoli, but Napoli. Okay. So, congratulations. Is this an honor, or have you always known in your heart that you make one of the best pizzas in the world?
It's always good to be on the list, to be recognized, but over the years, I sort of have been careful with how much weight to give to them, because the power of the ring, so to speak, if you think of Gollum and the good self and the bad self, you can get so caught up of whether you're placed or not, that it just has an impact that really takes you away from what you're trying to do, which is just to make a good pizza, to have, you know, good community with your staff, to be good with your neighborhood. So sometimes you have to be careful with the list itself. There are so many good people who, in Naples itself, who were way beyond me, who weren't even recognized on the list. So you have to be careful of it. It's nice, but I always try to temper my excitement when I'm on the list, and I try to temper my disappointment when I don't make the list. But it's nice. It is nice.
I was very excited because I came across article. I saw it, and I'm like, hey, we got a Chicago guy. And my producer's like, oh, I love that place. Kevin, you're our foodie on the show. Have you been to this restaurant?
Not yet, but I got to get there.
Jonathan, tell everybody where you're located.
We're 1769 West Sunnyside in the Ravenswood area.
And what is it about your pizza that sets it apart from everyone else's?
I think my heart. I mean, we truly try to embrace as much as possible the practices that I observed in Naples with the training that I had. We brought over many of the great pizza makers, whether it's Franco Pepe, Attilio Baguette, Antonio Sarita, who was the pizza maker to the Pope in terms of presentation at the time of the Jubileo. So I think it's really trying to pay close attention to what happens in Naples and not trying to deviate from that when coming into the market when we did so many years ago.
Spacca Napoli. What does spacca mean?
If you know of Naples, the area is close to a spot called Cuma, which was the first location of Magna Graecia. The word spaccare is of Greek origin, and it means to split, to detach, to crack. And Spacca Napoli itself is one of the quartieri, one of the neighborhoods of Naples, as well as a street called Spacca Napoli. Literally is five different streets, and a good trivia question would be to name all five, which I can't, that literally from an aerial view cracks that sort of historic center in half.
This is Jonathan Goldsmith. He is the owner of Spacca Napoli Pizzeria in Ravenswood, and they came up with a list of the 100 best pizzas in the entire world. Chicago only had one pizza, and that's the pizza that Jonathan is responsible for serving to people in our community. How difficult is it getting the ingredients you need here in the Midwest as opposed to if you were doing this in Italy?
As you know, the whole international market has changed, so things are, it is quite difficult. So, for example, I bring in this really wonderful apple juice called Melanuca, which is an ancient apple, and I actually paid for my shipment in 2 months ago, 3 months ago, and it's still in transit and not even sure where it is right now. So sometimes we do have some struggles and have to wait longer. So part of it is just needing to plan.
Well, I'm excited to meet you. We're all excited to try your pizza. And I know that it isn't anything that you live or die by, but congratulations making the list.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
Jonathan Goldsmith, owner of Spacca Napoli. We need to go, Kevin. I'm just hungry talking to him.
It sounds amazing. I'm looking at pictures right now. It looks wonderful.
I know. You can tell by someone's website their attention to detail and what their food must taste like when their website looks that good.
I need to get there.
Mary's got your weather and traffic. Steve has your news. That's coming up next on 720 WGN.
Lisa Dent, WGN.